This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 16th Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is generally warm today, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, making it a perfect day to be outside. Haifa sees a gentle breeze, while Eilut enjoys sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel just in, Pope Leo XIV has called for an end to violence against Palestinians in the West Bank. He condemned the increase in settler attacks and urged global leaders to pursue a two-state solution. Also earlier today, Ynet reports that Jared Kushner has met with Hamas representatives. He seeks a deal as Washington's patience wanes. Netanyahu demands Hamas disarmament before any withdrawal or aid steps. Also this hour, according to the Jerusalem Post, several Arab and Islamic countries have condemned Israel's rejection of the Bank of Palestine's Gaza plan. They accuse Israel of hindering efforts to conclude the conflict and derail U.S. peace initiatives. Separately, Maariv states that 8 Arab and Muslim countries oppose Israel's stance on Trump's Gaza plan. Likud claims these countries aim to topple Netanyahu. And finally, Axios reports that Jared Kushner is pushing for Gaza's demilitarization in talks with Hamas. His next stop is Israel for discussions with Netanyahu. Reaction has been swift on social media. Daniel Seidman, a political analyst, posted minutes ago that Netanyahu has launched a new strategic plan he calls abnormalization. Dan Bermawi, a commentator, raised cultural issues around territorial instincts and societal norms in a post from earlier. Meanwhile, Ynet Global shared the tragic news of a reservist suicide, suggesting his death might be linked to his service during the Gaza conflict. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Pope's recent statement, the Times of Israel highlights Pope Leo XIV's urgent call for international action. His comments come as tensions remain high in the West Bank, with rising reports of settler violence in places like Kusra. This appeal could increase pressure on global powers to engage in peace efforts. Turning to the diplomatic developments involving Jared Kushner. Ynet notes his meetings in Gaza aim to facilitate Israeli withdrawals and reconstruction. However, Netanyahu's insistence on Hamas disarming first has complicated matters. Washington's urgency suggests a narrowing window for diplomatic progress. Meanwhile, the joint statement from Arab and Islamic nations has intensified diplomatic friction. As reported by the Jerusalem Post, these countries accuse Israel of obstructionism. This collective disapproval might complicate Trump's ongoing peace push. On a related note, Maariv's report on the opposition from 8 nations against Israel's Gaza plan signals broader regional discord. Likud's response reflects internal political tensions, hinting at potential shifts in Israel's diplomatic landscape. Finally, Axios provides insights into Kushner's broader mission. His efforts to demilitarize Gaza align with U.S. objectives for regional stability. The outcome of his talks with Netanyahu could reshape future negotiations and security dynamics. Turning to business and markets. First, Kotech reports on Upwind's strategic approach, emphasizing the importance of anticipating threats by adopting an attacker's mindset. This proactive strategy is key in the cybersecurity sector. Separately, Maariv Business warns of Iranian cyber strategies targeting Israeli communication personnel. This highlights ongoing digital vulnerabilities and the need for enhanced cybersecurity measures. And finally, Ynet Business outlines Washington's plans to exert economic pressure on Iran by targeting Chinese banks and Dubai exchanges. This strategy aims to curb Iran's financial networks and influence in the region. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.